it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off for Hour number 2. He's back tomorrow. We have a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack for a Tuesday. But there's so many ways to check out the Spano and Black Attack on your devices that we like to run down the many ways you can take us on the go with you. You can start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's the Listen Live link. There's a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. There's so much more information and ways to find out more about the network. So check us out on sportsbyline.com. You've got the great apps. Download them. There's iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher Smart Radio. Any device you have, you can download those apps too. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. But before we go any further, we got to give some love and respect to the American Forces Radio Network around the world, because it's the place where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Hour 2. Going to be a lot NBA. The regular season is very quickly coming to a close. The playoff picture is getting clearer and clearer. So we're going to dive into playoff seedings, a historic achievement by one of the great guards in the game, and the state of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's going to dominate our number two, the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. And if you want to join the discussion, dial us up at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA will be the way to get involved. When we come back, we'll talk about a historic achievement by one of the great guards in the game today. That's next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Well, we tip off hour two of this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack talking NBA, and NBA is going to be the focus the entire hour as the playoff picture is getting clearer and clearer as the playoffs quickly approach in the NBA. The Western Conference playoff picture extremely clear, and we'll detail that as we move along in the hour. In the East, there's a lot more up in the air, but we pretty well know who's going to be in, with the exception of maybe one or two teams. And we'll dive into that as we move along as well. But the place we need to start is a little bit of history being made. And that's Russell Westbrook breaking Oscar Robertson's single-season triple-double record with 50 points, 16 rebounds, and 10 assists last night. Now, the record was 41 triple-doubles in a season. Russell now has 42. He's averaging a triple-double for the season. And in my mind, what he's done to get the Oklahoma City Thunder back in the playoffs, he is the NBA MVP. And I've heard it bandied about, and I've heard it debated as it relates to, well, maybe he's the most outstanding player, but he's not the best player. He's not the most valuable player. Well, if you look at the Oklahoma City Thunder this season and the talent they do have and don't have and where they're going to finish in the Western Conference and how many wins they're going to have, there's no question in my mind that he is the NBA's not only maybe most outstanding player based on his statistical performance, but he's also their most the NBA's most valuable player. And this is all apologies to James Harden and to Kawhi Leonard and to LeBron James. But take a look at the talent of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number one, they shockingly to them lost Kevin Durant. So it changed the entire composition of the team. And now you look at this team. It's Russell Westbrook. Victor Oladipo, Andre Roberson, Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, Taj Gibson, Domantas Sabonis. Outside of Russell Westbrook, while there are some very talented players that I've named, there is not another star in the group. Yes, talented players. Victor Oladipo, a third banana offensively, a good all-around player, not an all-star, not a superstar. Andre Roberson, terrific defensive player, putrid offensive player. Their small forward position is a black hole offensively. And a lot of times, depending on who's on the floor, they play 4-on-5 basketball. Taj Gibson, a durable, solid, all-around player. A solid starter. Not a star, not an all-star, not a superstar. Sabonis, a young, developing player. Not a starter at this point. Steven Adams, a real good quality starting center. But he's not a superstar. Good all-around player. Enes Kanter, dynamic bench scorer. Putrid defensive player. That's why he doesn't play more. So when you look at what the Oklahoma City Thunder are, they're one star and a handful of pretty darn good players. And in the NBA, pretty darn good players don't win you championships, don't make you a contender for anything. You need to have the... Ideally, it's three stars in this league. That's how you become a championship contender. Golden State Warriors have now made it four. Cleveland Cavaliers are three plus. But any team that fancies itself any kind of contender for an NBA championship, you must have three stars. Not only do the Oklahoma City Thunder not have three stars, they don't have two stars. They have one star in Russell Westbrook, and he has carried this team to near 50 wins and a sixth seed in the Western Conference playoffs. So to say that he's only the most outstanding player and not the most valuable player is preposterous. Because let's look at the numbers first, and then we'll talk about the impact. In his 35 minutes a night, 31.9 points. He'll end up with 32 points per game, 10.4 assists, 10.7 rebounds. Remarkable numbers. Better even than James Harden's. And again, Harden and what he's done with Houston is great, but there's a lot more talent in Houston than there is in OKC, where Russell Westbrook has propelled the Oklahoma City Thunder to a sixth seed, despite the fact that there's not another star on the roster. That's the true realities of this situation. So Russell Westbrook, in my mind, no question, based on the fact that he broke a 50-plus-year-old record and a record of a legend in Oscar Robertson as far as the single-season triple-double record, the fact that he's averaging a triple-double for the season, and the fact that he has taken a team in many ways single-handedly and made them a playoff team, to me, he is the league MVP. Harden comes in directly behind him second. And what Harden's done has been incredible as well. Because in many ways, like Russell Westbrook, James Harden plays on a team where he's the only star. And in his 36 minutes a night, he's scoring 29.3 points a night, 11.3 assists, 8 rebounds a night. But the supporting cast, while there's not another star on the Houston Rockets either, the supporting cast is much better. You know, backing Harden up is Lou Williams. Patrick Beverley is a real good starter. You know, Eric Gordon is a 16-point-a-night scorer. Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson. You know, Clint Capella is developing into a very, very good player. So while there's not another star on the Rockets, and that may be the thing that stops them from winning a championship, and probably that's the thing along with the statistics that he's put up this year, that's probably what firmly makes James Harden number two in the MVP race. I think the Houston Rockets and James Harden have more talent to work with and a significant amount more talent to work with than Russell Westbrook, who has some guys who flat out are in their rotation that cannot score the basketball. And in today's NBA, if you can't score, you can't win. So to me, Westbrook definitely has the edge as the MVP in the NBA. Harden a clear second. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, they're probably the next two. But number one is Russell Westbrook, and his achievement to average a triple-double is even more amazing in that all the coverage from defenses against the Oklahoma City Thunder is focused almost exclusively on Russell Westbrook because there's nobody else in that lineup dangerous enough that you can't deal with. So the fact that he's averaged, that he's achieved 42 triple-doubles and broke Oscar's record in today's brand of basketball without the supporting cast is even more amazing. So let's give Russell some credit. He really elevated his game in the absence of Kevin Durant. And now the two guys that are probably the leading candidates, certainly the leading candidates for the MVP, will face off in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs as the Houston Rockets are the three seed out west. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the six seed out west. And those two teams will lock up in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs in what should be a hell of a series. It's going to be up and down, fast-paced, high-scoring basketball, especially by playoff standards. And you're going to have a great matchup between Westbrook and Harden over the course of seven games. And, you know, a couple of things at play here. It's also a battle of the coaches. In Billy Donovan, a young coach, relatively unproven in the NBA, although last season, with a talented Oklahoma City Thunder team, he had them on the cusp of the NBA Finals. Let's see what he does with this group. And again, in a veteran coach in the NBA, in Mike D'Antoni, one who I don't think is a very good head basketball coach, and I don't think his formula and his system works for playoff basketball. Well, this matchup will be one of those chances to prove that. They come in as the three seed. They've been one of the surprises of the NBA. Should be interesting to see how that series unfolds. Can Houston prevail and show that Mike D'Antoni's brand of basketball can work? Or do they come up short, go out early, despite being a 50-plus win team and a number three seed? Only time will tell. More on the Western Conference playoffs next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black, take an hour or two off, rejoins us tomorrow for a full strength, full edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. And we've been talking NBA, and we're going to continue to talk the NBA all the way through this hour of the attack. And place we're going to go is the Western Conference playoff picture, which is definitely the clearer of the two, as we know already who the eight teams are going to be in the Western Conference playoffs. And we know who's going to play who and we pretty much know who the home team is going to be. So I'll detail all the matchups now, and we'll kind of take a look at them quickly, and that's how we'll spend this segment. Our next segment, we'll dive into the state of the Cleveland Cavaliers and dive into the much messier Eastern Conference playoff picture. But the obviously the number one seed in the West is going to be Golden State. After Durant initially went down and they struggled, I really thought there was a chance that San Antonio could catch them. But boy, after figuring out and adjusting to life without Durant, Andre Iguodala playing his best basketball since the 2015 NBA Finals, and then the return of Durant, and they've been red hot, winning 14 straight. So they're the number one seed. The Spurs are the number two seed. We talked about the Houston Rockets. They're the three seed, and they've already won 54 games on the year. Right now, it's a battle for the four and five spots between the Clippers and the Jazz. Right now, they're deadlocked with the Clippers technically in fourth place. So it'll be interesting to see how that sorts itself out. The Oklahoma City Thunder are locked in the sixth spot. The Memphis Grizzlies are locked in the seventh spot. And officially in the eighth spot is the Portland Trailblazers at 40 up and 40 down with two games to play. So that's your Western Conference playoff picture as far as who's in, who's out. Denver on the outside looking in, officially eliminated, as is New Orleans, Dallas, Sacramento, Minnesota, the Lakers, and the Phoenix Suns. So you got some very intriguing matchups, and you have some matchups that are poised to be blowouts. And the 1-8 matchup, Golden State and Portland, I don't know that it's a blowout. Golden State's going to win, and they're probably going to win comfortably, but I can see Portland stealing a game here. And it's because they have great guard play, and they've been red hot down the stretch, going 8-2 in their last 10 to make the playoffs. So I think they steal one in Portland, but I see Golden State prevailing in five because it looks like they're clicking on all cylinders. Durant looks like he's shaking off the rust. He's getting back to midseason form. Iguodala has had that resurgence. Get the Steph knee all set and ready to go, which means you're 100% healthy, your rotation's as deep as it's been all year, and you're playing your best basketball of the season at the right time. So to me, that puts you in a position where, as the far more talented team, you're also actually playing the better ball, and you're the healthier team. So Golden State's going to win this in five games. Portland will steal one in Portland. The 2-7 matchup, San Antonio and Memphis, this is going to be a much slower series than Golden State and Portland, which is going to be a battle between two teams that pick it up and put it down. San Antonio is back to playing that great lockdown defense. And Memphis, that's how they win. They lock you up on the defensive end, they control tempo, and they play half-court basketball. So that's what you're going to see in that 2-7 matchup with San Antonio and Memphis. It's going to be a slow-down basketball game that suits both teams very, very well. And Greg Popovich, once again, doing another brilliant coaching job, coaxing 61 wins out of an aging roster. There are some young pieces, but a lot of their core that's left is an aging group. This is one of his less talented groups. But Pop coaxed 61 wins out of this group. And while it's not San Antonio's best team, they're better than the Memphis Grizzlies. And I ultimately believe, and we'll get into heavier previews as the, you know, once the regular season ends and everything is finalized. And you know, we'll really dive into these matchups. But, you know, most of these are locked in. Golden State, Portland, that's your matchup. San Antonio, Memphis, that's your matchup. And I think San Antonio wins this one. I think Memphis can steal two because they're tough and gutty. And the fact that it's a slowdown series, that becomes your equalizing factor. So I do like San Antonio to prevail. I don't think Memphis will make it easy for them. The 3-6 matchup, and these are locked up as well. Houston's going to be the 3 seed. Oklahoma City will be the 6 seed. And, you know, this again, there's a lot of entertainment here. This is going to be a fast-paced, high-octane matchup. Both of these teams like to score in bunches, and defense is not their forte. That's the realities. And it's you got that great individual matchup between Westbrook and Harden, and that's going to be so very, very intriguing and something that's certainly going to be a lot of fun to watch. And again, you know, as I talked about a little bit in the last segment, there's some compelling undertones here beyond the standard 3-6 matchup. Not only the matchup between the two leading candidates for the MVP award, but there's also, you know, can Westbrook pull a team that can be offensively challenged beyond his exploits past a very, very good offensive team with more weapons? Can Mike D'Antoni's offensive approach in the postseason work? The fact that they forsake defense a lot of times for offense. Has D'Antoni learned anything about postseason NBA basketball? And even that's changed and evolved. So I think this is an interesting matchup. Houston is the better and more talented team and should prevail. However, my reservations about Mike D'Antoni as a basketball coach on the NBA level and my reservations about his ability to succeed in the postseason make this very compelling. And I'm really torn on how I think this matchup's going to play out, because Houston is the more talented team and probably should win. But I do certainly think that the edge in coaching goes to Billy Donovan and the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if Houston takes care of their business, that's a little feather in the cap of Mike D'Antoni. But if you really want to see something out of Mike D'Antoni, let's say these series hold form, and now in the conference semifinals, you're taking on San Antonio. Go out and beat a lockdown defensive team like the San Antonio Spurs in the postseason, and I'll be impressed with Mike D'Antoni as a head basketball coach. That will show me that he's learned and that he's grown. But fall, as they usually do to a Spurs team, should form hold. And I'll say same old Mike D'Antoni. So I'm kind of torn on that one. If asked, I'd probably take Oklahoma City because of my lack of faith in Mike D'Antoni. But if Houston wins, I will not be surprised. And then I think the real challenge for them would be up next against the San Antonio Spurs. Then the 4-5 matchup. This is the only thing left in the Western Conference. We know who the matchup's going to be. It's going to be Clippers and Jazz in the 4-5 matchup. We just don't know which team's going to be the 4 seed, which team's going to be the 5 seed, and therefore which team will have home court advantage. Again, these in many ways are two teams that are, to some degree, going in opposite directions as organizations and as franchises. The Utah Jazz are a young, developing, building team who certainly is on the upswing. While the Los Angeles Clippers, this is kind of their last stand as a veteran basketball team with key parts that are about to be in situations to either opt out or in some other way hit unrestricted free agency. And it's a team that over the years has put together a remarkable talent base, has had some terrific regular seasons, but has never remotely been able to get near the top of the mountain. And I have a feeling this is their chance to make their last stand. And they've closed well down the stretch, going 8-2 in their last 10. But I have a funny feeling the young and inexperienced Utah Jazz, their young talent, their growth this year, I think that, along with their focus on the defensive end of the floor and their toughness compared to the relatively soft Los Angeles Clippers, makes me believe no matter which side of the 4-5 the Utah Jazz end up in, that they're going to find a way to steal this series. And then in the offseason, the Clippers are going to have some very hard decisions, and I think what's going to happen is they're going to see the handwriting on the wall and they're going to say, you know what, we need to blow this thing up and rebuild, because as we're presently constituted, we're not good enough to overcome Golden State. We're not good enough to overcome San Antonio. Here come the Utah Jazz. If OKC makes some adjustments, they'll be better than us. Portland could eventually be better than us. New Orleans, with the addition of Boogie Cousins to go with Anthony Davis, could be better than us. So I could see the Clippers going out in the first round here. It wouldn't shock me at all. It's what I'm forecasting. And then in the offseason, Doc Rivers and company blow this thing up and embark on a major rebuilding project that perhaps will put them in a position to truly be one of the NBA's elite and actually make something happen. Up next, Eastern Conference playoff picture and the state of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Eastern Conference. I guess before we get to the Eastern Conference playoff chase, which is a lot more complicated than the Western Conference playoff chase, we should probably talk about the state of the Cleveland Cavaliers, who blow a 26-point fourth quarter lead and lose in overtime to the Hawks. There's just, you know, I hate to sound the alarm and the panic button, but there's just something wrong with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kevin Love is back. J.R. Smith is back. These guys should be rounding into midseason form as the playoffs approach. And I understand Tristan Thompson, you know, he's got that thumb issue that's hamstringing him and keeping him out of games right now. And they don't have a heck of a lot of size. They haven't been enamored with what Larry Sanders has given them after 2+ years away from the game. And they're looking at bringing in Anderson Varejao as a big to help out Tristan Thompson. But here's the rub. That really doesn't matter. That's not what this team is about. This team is about spacing the floor and functioning efficiently on the perimeter and in a dribble drive game with Tristan Thompson or somebody being the guy that cleans things up on the boards. They're not going to play great defense, and that's just the way they are. The way they're going to beat you is being much more efficient than you are offensively. And maybe when the playoffs come around, they'll ramp up the defensive intensity. But there's a lot to worry about here, the way they're playing. The struggles they have for this team with Kyrie Irving, backed up by Deron Williams, J.R. Smith, Iman Shumpert, Kyle Korver, LeBron James, Richard Jefferson, and Kevin Love. To struggle like this just doesn't make sense. Yeah, they're fourth in the league in scoring, and they should be better than that. But they're 20th in the league in defense. And the difference between their points per game margin is only 3 points. They're just not, for a sustained period of time now, they're just not playing great basketball. And no matter how experienced the Cavs are, and no matter how many times I say the 82-game regular season is just an extended preseason for the first real season of the year for the Cavaliers, and that's the playoffs. The way they're playing down the stretch, the way even as they could perhaps fritter away the number one seed in the East, the way that that's come to fruition and the sense of urgency and the ability to just turn this thing on and play better just hasn't been there. I'm actually concerned about the Cleveland Cavaliers and their ability to win this Eastern Conference and advance. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm concerned. You know, coming into the season, based on everything that happened, and then as the season was unfolding and the trades that were and weren't made at the deadline and the acquisitions that were made at the deadline, I really just thought Cleveland was far and away the best of the East, followed by Toronto, and everybody else had no chance. Well, now as I look at things unfold, Cleveland just can't get it right. You see how Golden State's figured out how to play together? Everybody's figured out their role. They adjusted to the Durant injury by going on an amazing run, thanks to the resurgence of Andre Iguodala. And they look poised and ready to storm through the West on their way back to their third straight NBA Finals. I look at Cleveland and I see vulnerability, 51-29 on the year. Again, regular season means little, but the way they're playing, their offenses, okay. You know, by their standards, it's less than great. Their defense is not going to be good. They don't have a rim protector and they don't commit on the defensive end. That intensity will increase in the postseason. And it will help. But their offensive efficiency has to improve if they're going to storm through the Eastern Conference. And right now, when you look at them, with Toronto getting Kyle Lowry back and all the moves that they made, not only, you know, as the deadline approached and the defense that they play, I love the chances of the Toronto Raptors in an Eastern Conference final with the Cavaliers right now. Because when you look, Lowry's back, and he's rounding into form. Third game back now. And he's going to have a couple of more games to round into playoff form. DeMar DeRozan has had a monster year, scoring 27 points a night. Norman Powell has continued to be the bench scorer. You got Damari Carroll. You got P.J. Tucker. Serge Ibaka. You got Valachunas, who he's not an all-star NBA center, but he's a pretty darn good one. And in his 26 minutes a night, 12 points, 9.5 rebounds. Guess what he can do? He can punish the Cavaliers for their inability to put any size out there to compete. P.J. Tucker's going to give LeBron James all he wants and makes him earn it, and along with Damari Carroll. They're going to make LeBron James earn everything. Serge Ibaka is a legit rim protector. This is a very, very dangerous team. And if the Cleveland Cavaliers don't turn things around, when they run into the Raptors, this is going to be one hell of an even matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals. As for teams like the Celtics, I don't think the Celtics can really threaten. Because to me, the realities are, without making the moves that they needed to make to have truly elite talent on the floor, they're just not good enough. So Cleveland, to me, still the favorite in the East. It's just not nearly as overwhelming as it was coming into the season. I really do believe Toronto has a real chance right now, fully healthy, playing the way they have down the stretch and kind of peaking at the right time as everybody gets healthy and gets adjusted. I think they have a legit chance, should they make the Eastern Conference Finals versus the Cavs, of knocking them off. Because of their versatility, their ability to match up with Cleveland when they go small, or exploit them for being small by going big, their depth, you know, their long-range shooting, their defensive intensity and efficiency in the postseason. I really think there's a chance here for Toronto. Boston, I don't see it. I don't think they have the elite-level talent. Washington has a fighting chance, and they're locked into the fourth seed. Atlanta, you know, then you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference and the Atlantas and the Milwaukees and the Indianas, Chicagos and Miamis that are battling for those last handful of playoff spots. They're along for the ride. I really do, you know, again, when I look at the East, Cleveland's still the favorite. And then there's the other three Eastern Conference teams in tow with a legit chance. Toronto has the real legit chance in my mind to pull off the upset, and I expect that they will be opposing Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. Washington, believe it or not, despite being three games back of Boston in the standings, I actually think they're the team with the next best chance of knocking off Cleveland, and I don't like their chances. And then there's Boston. So ultimately, I think your Eastern Conference Finals is going to be Cleveland-Toronto, and we'll watch how Cleveland performs in the playoffs. And if they're slogging through the playoffs as opposed to surging through the playoffs, I have a funny feeling we may get the surprise of the century in the Eastern Conference playoffs, and it's Toronto knocking off Cleveland in seven games, and then Toronto going to the NBA Finals, where they will be perhaps the biggest underdog in NBA Finals history. But that's a long way out. But the struggles of the Cleveland Cavaliers are now legit real and legitimately concerning. And if you're a Cavaliers fan and you're LeBron James and you're this organization, you better start worrying. And, you know, you had the aging LeBron James. He was forced to play 38 minutes a game this year. And I know I got on him for whining and letting David Griffin take care of everything. And David Griffin did everything. Everything's there. Everything LeBron wants is there. This is on LeBron and this group to play better. So let's see if they turn up the intensity and they can turn on the light switch once the playoffs get here. But I'd have some worries. As for the seedings in the East, Cleveland, the one seed is probably going to be one of Cleveland or Boston. This is anybody's race in the one seed, as these teams are deadlocked at 51-29. With two games left, they both have 51 wins and 29 losses. So either Cleveland or Boston will be the one seed. The loser of that will be the two seed. Toronto more than likely is going to be the three seed. There's a chance Toronto could jump up to number two. But, you know, again, you know, that those first three teams could possibly be in any order. But I think Cleveland, Boston, one of those two is the overwhelming favorite to be the one seed, with the other one being the two. More than likely, Toronto will be the three seed. Washington is locked in at the four seed. And then it all gets crazy from there. And the seedings could go any number of ways between Atlanta, Milwaukee, Indiana, Chicago, and Miami. And the realities are Atlanta's in, Milwaukee's in. They're both in the playoffs. And watch out for Milwaukee a little bit. Bob had mentioned this last week. Their resurgence and the way they play defense, they may not be an easy out for whoever they take on. Right now, they're the 6th seed. Right now, Atlanta's the 5th seed. Those two teams have both locked up playoff spots. The seeding remains to be seen, between those two. Also, 3 teams fighting for the last 2 spots. Indiana right now, the 7th seed. Chicago, the 8th seed. Miami, the 9th seed. And this is where the Eastern Conference playoff picture gets complicated, because that 3-team grouping is going to be very, very interesting as the final couple of games of the regular season unfold. So it'll be interesting to see who are the 2 remaining lambs to the slaughter led to battle Cleveland and Boston, because whoever it is that is the 7 and 8 seeds, even with the struggles of the Cavaliers and the limitations talent-wise for the Celtics, I do think they'll dispatch those bottom seeds rather quickly. And I don't know that the struggles of the Cavaliers show up in that first round matchup. And if they do, boy, then I'd really start worrying, because that means the Cavaliers are in huge trouble. So again, something I didn't think was going to be intriguing when the season started, and that was the NBA playoff early round picture and the early round matchups, has suddenly gotten pretty intriguing. You know, there are some Eastern Conference playoff matchups that intrigue me quite a bit. And once the final seedings are done, I think we're going to have some pretty interesting storylines in the East as soon as the first round of the NBA playoffs. And that's not something I thought I would be saying at the beginning of the season. It's not even something I said a couple of weeks ago. But there's some things to watch and storylines to watch. Out West, again, when you look at that playoff picture, you know, that Houston-Oklahoma City series and that Clipper-Utah series, they carry a little bit of intrigue. It should make for some pretty entertaining watches. But again, it looks to me like Golden State's the overwhelming favorite. And part of me thinks that the Western Conference playoffs only gets interesting in the Western Conference finals. In the East, because of the struggles of the Cavaliers, there's more intrigue. And the conference is more evenly matched as a whole. So that's going to make for some more intriguing matchups. We'll tie a bow around this Monday edition of The Attack next here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness, from about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, as we get ready to tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Attack, Steph Curry taking us home, and that's from last year's playoffs, and very good chance that we hear a lot more of the same in this year's playoffs, as I think it would be fair to say the Golden State Warriors are the overwhelming favorites now to win the NBA championship and avenge their loss last year to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals. And I guess the biggest question surrounding the NBA playoffs, at least for me, is there really a chance that it's not a rematch and it's not the same matchup 3 years in a row in the NBA finals? Is there really a chance that one of Golden State or Cleveland, or dare we say both, don't make it to the NBA finals? I don't think there's a chance that both don't make it. But I'm starting to believe, and I didn't think this was the case a while back, I'm starting to believe that there's a chance that one doesn't make it. And right now, in my mind, that one is the Cleveland Cavaliers. They look very, very vulnerable. Playoffs are just about here. Once they start, we'll really have a better idea. Well, that's a wrap on a Monday edition. I want to thank Jerry Burke. I want to thank Scott Cuddy for pushing all the right buttons all the time. I want to thank all of you for hanging in with us. Hope you enjoyed it. Until we do it again tomorrow, for Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.